Welcome this evening. I want to welcome you to the show. We have a real treat for you guys this evening. We have Bea Howard. Yes, ladies, Bea Howard is coming on about 15 minutes from now. But until then, we're going to listen to a little bit of T-Sweat, How Deep Is Your Love. We want to welcome you to Faces of Success Radio. We want to welcome Bea Howard into the studio. How are you doing?
What's going on? Everything's going good. How are you?
I am doing super fantastic. I am ready to jump right into your interview. There are so many wonderful things I want to talk to you about. And thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. One of my questions I have for you is, what actually made you take a great interest in percussion and piano?
Well, I took a liking to percussion and piano just from, you know, listening to music, watching on TV, and, you know, getting inspired from things around me. I love music, and, you know, one of the first things I would do is I'd take my, the little drumsticks in the shoe boxes, and I would, you know, play drums on there as a child. Yeah, I'd listen to MTV and, you know, play different chords that I hear in songs, you know. And that's how I had the love for it.
And when it comes to old school to the new school music, how do you put that twist on it that brings out B. Howard flavor?
I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, putting together, like, two different genres of music, it's just, I guess it comes pretty easy, you know. Like, I listened to a variety of different songs growing up, you know, different types, you know, Sting to Teddy Riley and every one of those things to, you know, Madonna and whatnot. And I grew up in a time where we have, you know, Chris Browns and producing, you know, VOs and stuff like that. So it was pretty, you know, just playing what you feel and mixing it with what you know.
Right. And what was the tender age that you knew that, hey, music is, this is what I want to do?
I think I was about like 5 years old when I really was looking to do something. I knew I wanted to do music. And I was watching, you know, TV, and I saw it, and I just like, I want to do this. I want to make music. I want to perform. I want to, you know, go to the top.
Wow. That's interesting. And I know that your family, you come from a very musical, magical background. How were they able to influence you and give you support in, you know, in your career choices?
Well, I say most of the background, my family being in the background, it's kind of like, you know, an osmosis type thing. When you see the music and see how it's put together, it's like one of the best musical schools you can go to, and more so the business of how the business is done. And I think it was a great influence to learn that and be able to just soak that in naturally. And as soon as I started being creative and having some success early on in my career, I started getting a lot of support in doing it. You know, a lot of people have, you know, pitfalls and ups and downs during the, you know, the music business and learning and growing in your craft. So it's, you know, I was pretty much trying to get sheltered from that, but as soon as I started doing well, it was pretty much, you know, do your thing.
And being a music producer and a writer, how do you balance all of that creativity without running out of ideas?
Well, everyone is different. And when you're creating songs and stuff, not only for yourself but others, it's about creating for others. And when you go deeper into creating for other people, their individual style, their individual, you know, way of they like to hear things, or, you know, the vision that they have, you just build and help build who they are. So you never run out of steam when you're thinking of other people in building, you know, and producing and writing someone else's life.
Okay. So what is the story behind, you know, the name Genesis, the first CD that you were able to release in Japan? Tell us the story behind that album release.
Well, that was my Genesis. The story of, like, that album is, like, it was my first. It was my first put together. It was the first, you know, I was excited about it, you know, putting my music out to the masses and have, you know, it's my Genesis. And putting together that record, involved in that record, pretty much like, you know, again, my Genesis, but my Genesis in, you know, who I am as an individual and as a creative. You know, most of those creatives on that project I've known as a child, and others I've known during my professional beginning as a producer, writer.
And how would you describe your music?
I describe it as, like, at that time, it was kind of like crossover between soulful, R&B, and pop. Is one of those kind of things, and feel good music, luxury music per se. in all of the music I've been doing. But yeah, it was pretty much, you know, crossover between R&B and pop.
Okay. What would you like your fans to know about you?
Oh, well, I'd like my fans to know about me that, I make a lot of this music to make people happy and make you happy. And I give my best for my fans and I give my best for my supporters. And I'm very thankful for them to be supporting my music and to always, you know, be there for every release.
And do you experience a lot of stress, like, before you go on stage?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes before stages, I get really nervous because I just, you know, I wonder, you know, is this the right song to start with? Or, you know, sometimes I peek out and see, you know, what kind of audience is out there to just know what I'm getting into. But other than that, it's fun. It's exciting to go out there and give the energy to the fans and give a show for people that don't know your music and get a chance to learn your music and learn who you are. It's really exciting.
Right. So how do you handle frequent travels and being away from home for long periods of time?
Well, being that I grew up, you know, I grew up a lot of traveling and stuff, you know, and going on the road and stuff. So it seems more normal. It seems more normal than being at home. Like, you know, when the pandemic was going on, it's like, you know, weird being just like sitting at home. It's pretty easy, like, you know, going on the road and meeting new people and stuff. And, you know.
And what advice would you give for someone who had just started a music career?
Someone who's just starting their career, I'd say to just stay authentic to who you are and create the best, you know, you can be and make all the mistakes. There's no way to learn without making mistakes.
All right. And so you have a new single coming.
Called Loud that just came out. I'm really excited about it. The video was really fun to make. I went to two different countries to create it, partially in Kyiv in the Ukraine and also in Amsterdam. And it's really up-tempo. It feels good. It's party music that I love.
All right. Well, we have Loud in the studio, so we're going to go to a break. Here's Loud by B. Howard.
I can hear you calling out to me. Every little whisper is a symphony. Wanna say I need you. Words ain't enough. Only really hear it when we touch. Wish you were loud, so loud. Lay your hands on me now. We could bring the house down. Yeah, we do it loud, so loud. Turn the music way up, all the way on this love. Yeah, we do it loud. On my tongue, it's a secret language, baby. Turn us up. But when the world gets crazy, we can drown it out. Only you can make my body shout. We do it loud, so loud. Lay your hands on me now. We could bring the house down. Yeah, we do it loud, so loud. Turn the music way up. Yeah, we do it.
That was Loud by B. Howard, which is totally off the hook. It's on Apple Music right now, so you guys make sure if you're out there listening, you go out and get a copy. If someone is interested in booking you, can you please give out that information?
Sure. You reach the at B. Howard Official.
Okay.
On Instagram, on social media, there's an email on there. And,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I want to say thank you so much, Mr. Howard, for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. We also have a song that you've done called Night and Day. It was actually a remix that you actually did. And I really wanted to compliment you on that song because I had a chance to listen to it. And for those of you guys that are just now tuning in, we have B. Howard on the air right now with us, and we have a song called Night and Day. I wanted everyone to hear it just in case you haven't heard it.
Well, I was talking with my friend, thinking about something I could do for, you know, I was doing a lot of, you know, pop stuff overseas at the moment, and I'm like, you know, I haven't given any to the audience here. I'm like, what would be a cool thing to do? And I was like, that wouldn't be too far. I'm like, the anniversary of Night and Day was coming up from the Grandmaster, Albie Shore, I love him very much. And I was like, this is his anniversary. That would be something nice to do. And, you know, something to give honor to one of my favorite writer, producers, artists, and such a wonderful human being, Albie Shore. So I thought it would be a great thing to do. People loved it.
I do. And you did an outstanding job. And we have it in the studio.
Thank you.
We want to play it right now on FacesAtSuccessRadio.com. Here's Night and Day by B. Howard.
I could tell you how I feel about you night and day. But you gotta know,
be hard.
Take you for a ride. Know you wanna fly. Nothing to the sky. T5, T5, one call if you're with me. Nothing but time. Got the hula with the diamonds. You can see the chick by my side. Both hands say hi, be sad when we pass by.
Done by B. Howard in the studio with us right now. And so the clock on the wall says we gotta go. So we're gonna play this song for you guys and we're gonna wrap it on up. And thank you for listening to the exclusive interview tonight with B. Howard.
We've always been good friends. When we became lovers, you were there for me when my heart was broken by another.
Yeah.
Always told you things. I've confided in you. Deepest, darkest secrets opened up, and now you're mine.
You would never hold that against me. Without your love, I'm empty.
All I know is you made the transition.
Together, yeah, we're so cool. We got more than a physical attraction. You're more like a close friend, and I can chill with you. It ain't all about love, making a man to you. You're more like a homie girl, and that's why I
sounded thing, like watching football games. I could do anything when I'm with you. 'Cause you're my homie.